It is 9:34 and 36 degrees, kind of a special eyewitness report. Today we have Larry and Margaret here in studio today. How are you two doing?
Great, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
Excellent. It's great having you both here. Larry, we'll start with you. Something's coming up in the near future. This has happened many years, I believe.
Many years, and Margaret
17.
Knows. Yeah,
17 okay. years.
Has, 17 yeah. years. What
yeah,
is this
it's incredible.
Going on?
Oh, it is. It's just an incredible involvement of the whole community. It's something really exciting. A great community orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
This Handel's Messiah is what we're talking about.
Excellent.
And the feeling for me, and I participated for, I think, 14 of those 17,
nice.
Is the feeling of community that and a great orchestra, great soloists, just the excitement of being together and just feeling that excitement about music is mm-hmm. really what I feel.
Well, there's a lot to be excited about, yeah. especially, and definitely with Handel's Messiah, piece mm-hmm. played, jeepers, however long it's been around. it's definitely popular, and a lot of folks know it, and I'm sure folks know there's a certain point they need to stand. But we'll get to that
when
here.
When would that be, Margaret?
In a second.
That would be at the Hallelujah Chorus, which will end the program, We are at Parkway Christian Center, which is across the street from Fred Meyer, that big church.
Mm-hmm.
It is this Sunday, 3:00, December 7th. And we have a lovely parking lot, so there's plenty of room to park there. As Larry said, the soloists are wonderful. We have a 27-piece orchestra.
Oh, beautiful.
We are all volunteers, all of us. Nobody
no way.
Gets paid for this, except for... This year, Dr. Jason Held is our director. He is the director of the Three Rivers Community Orchestra. So we have words that will be up on the screen. We have scores for people to check out that day if they want to check it out. They
okay.
can sing or they can just listen, whatever they want to do. And as Larry said, it is a wonderful way to start the Christmas season.
That's
and
right.
we are very excited about all the years we've been doing it and the different people that have come and gone while we've been doing this year by year. The committee has grown from the three of us that started this in 2008, actually getting ready for 2009. And now we've grown to a committee of 9 people this year. And
wow.
we are the ones putting it on. We rent the building from Parkway Christian Center.
I wanted to add that there is indeed a lot of behind-the-scenes work that goes on. A lot of people put a lot of time in to make this happen.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. You had a lot of work. Oh, yeah, organizing. I mean, first
yes.
and foremost, this many people, it takes a bit of time, but certainly well worth it. And yeah, like you were saying earlier, Larry, the community, just everyone getting together to sing, all those voices united, that there's something about that that you just can't go wrong.
Yeah, and I've added to it is a community sing-along with some of the more popular Christmas carols. So we get that in there, too.
Well, right on. But covering all the bases
yep.
for Christmas time, I suppose.
That's right. And we give out cookies at the end and a...
What?
and a different bookmark that's redone every year. So it's a collector item for those who are interested. So if whether you can come this year or not, we always have it on the first Sunday of December. This year, as I said, will be December 7th. Next year will be December 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And you can all contact me if you have any questions. My number is 541-955-4833.
Brilliant. Well, I think that just about covers it. Anything else we want to discuss before we get going?
No.
No, I think we're all squared away then. So, yes, again, Handel's Messiah coming up. This is the community sing-along, and it's located again at the Parkway Christian Center?
Yes, right across the street from Fred Meyer.
Nice. And it's on Sunday, the 7th.
Yes.
Yes.
3:00 in the
3
afternoon.
Yes.
3 in the afternoon. So mark your calendar. Put a timer down on your phone if you need. I know I need that for reminders all the time. But, yes, make sure you're there.
Be there. Be
yes.
there. We want you there.
That will be amazing. Well, thank you both so much for coming in, letting us know a little bit more about that.
You bet.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
That's sure thing. And that'll do it for this quick little eyewitness report, special eyewitness report here on KJO.